Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The night in Israel is warm, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Trump claims Netanyahu asked for a White House meeting, saying he knows who the boss is. This report comes from earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reports a mass rally in Tel Aviv, marking 1,000 days since the October 7th massacre. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes a legal group files a complaint in Italy against an Israeli man for alleged Gaza war crimes. Separately, JNS reports the IDF killed 20 terrorists in Gaza and caught 60 in Judea and Samaria earlier today. And finally, Axios reveals Trump says Netanyahu knows who the boss is ahead of a possible White House visit. Here's what people are saying online. El Ake posted just minutes ago about a video taken by Hamas and Palestinian civilians on October 7, 2023. Amidar, reflecting on iconic landmarks, wrote about the courage of cities like New York, Paris and Barcelona to embrace grand ideas. Memory highlighted Iran's policy of nuclear ambiguity in a post from earlier, noting it as an asset for Iran amidst tensions over nuclear inspections. Now for more on those stories, starting with the potential meeting between Trump and Netanyahu. Axios reports that the Israeli Prime Minister seeks to discuss regional tensions, including Iran and Lebanon. This comes amid skepticism about ongoing diplomatic talks. The meeting's outcome could influence future U.S.-Israel relations significantly. Turning to Tel Aviv's rally, Israel Hayom describes the event as a powerful reminder of unresolved issues since the October 7th massacre. Gil Dickman, a relative of one victim, criticized the lack of investigation. The rally's size indicates persistent public demand for accountability. Meanwhile, in Italy, the Times of Israel notes a legal complaint targets an Israeli combat engineer over alleged war crimes in Gaza. The Hind Rajab Foundation, which is behind the complaint, has a history of filing such allegations. This could strain international perceptions of Israeli military actions. In Gaza and the West Bank, JNS reports the IDF's operations led to significant militant casualties. The focus was on the Khan Yunis area, aiming to dismantle terrorist networks. These operations could impact local security dynamics and the broader conflict landscape. Finally, Axios reveals Trump's comments on Netanyahu come as their potential White House meeting looms. The visit could set the tone for upcoming diplomatic engagements between Israel and the U.S., affecting regional policy discussions. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Green Lantern has acquired a 49% stake in Biscotti, valuing the deal at 500 million shekels. This decision comes after a lengthy review by Israel's Competition Authority. Separately, CTEC notes that Netanyahu has approved a substantial defense funding plan. The move aims to bolster Israel's military capabilities while deferring discussions on rehabilitation funding. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights the ongoing decline in the consumer price index. The negative index for May offers some relief from inflation, though it's too early to declare a trend reversal. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.